me tell you all a story about a mountain boy. Hey, what is that? It's pride. It was his mama's joy. He was good with his head. He was good with his hands. A little boy grew to be a mighty big man. Now his daddy played the guitar clean and true. That boy learned the guitar no time to. He could pick it, he could slide it in just the right way. And the whole world loved to hear the two of them play. Cause he was ready to go, just 15 years old. No matter what was needed, I want you to know, he was always ready to go. He was a guitar picker, that's a natural fact. But there's a whole lot more to Merle than that. He could build your house, a picture radio. He could pilot the plane when you were ready to go. Cause he was ready to go, now get on with the show. No matter what was needed, I want you to know, he was always ready to go. Take a clip. Take it and run. Show him a job and he would get it done. Well, a million miles and 1,000 shows. He grew tired of the road, but he was always a pro. He was ready to go, to get on with the show. No matter what was needed, I want you to know, he was always ready to go. When the time will come, but we want to be ready when our day is done. He got right with his family, he got right with his friends, he was right with his maker right up to the end. He was ready to go, get on with the show. No matter what was needed, I want you to know, he was always ready to go.
Thank you, David.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Now, Doc, I think you have a traveling song for us, don't you?
Well, Jack and I were thinking about a good old song that I don't know, it's been around a long time. I think a fellow named Luke Jordan put this together. As right. far as I know, I believe I learned it off the record, a little old record he did. He didn't do any fancy guitar picking. He just strummed a good ragtime rhythm and some chords and sang it. Something called Traveling Man. And
yeah, you know, Merle, I never traveled a lot with Merle because he hired me to take his place on the road. So I'm not, you know, I don't have any idea what it's like on the road, but I do know that he would send itineraries out so we'd know the flights and hotels and everything. But his directions were somewhat ambiguous. Ambiguous. Ambiguous.
More zen-like.
Right. Yeah, he'd say, well, you're going to be in L.A. at a Holiday Inn near water.
I think that was the same one I found in New Orleans, actually.
It was near water.
he was trying to teach you to use your head, Jack, when you got out there.
Go to you.
Making it hard for Jack to see if he could handle it. Because he knew I couldn't do that stuff because of this old handicap, which has in some ways been a blessing to me. It's probably, Jack had probably humbled me down enough till I could at least be halfway got along with. I've had people ask me, did I think it hindered me? And I said, no, the Lord laid that cross on me to maybe, at least in my later years, humble me down enough till he could sort of smile at me once in a while and said, well, maybe that old boy ain't too bad.